Blog Talk Radio.
Because my thing is all blue. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, how you doing? I've been gone, just running my mouth. That's ridiculous. Anyway, I have my blue light on, so you didn't get to hear me, so I will start all over again. Welcome to the Don S. McClure Show. And, of course, I am the one and only that I didn't have my blue light on, Don S. McClure. And you are listening to a great show with me on Friday. And, yes, I screwed up my board. It is the 28th. And have a happy and safe Friday to everybody, and be careful out there. You can catch my show at 7 p.m. Central, 8 p.m. Eastern, 5 p.m. in Arizona. I got to say this whole script over because I didn't have my mic on. The show is brought to you with financial support from listeners just like you. And she is cracking up over there. She's like, why don't you get your mic on? And support from my listeners. And if you want to support us, you can go to my website. And go to www.dsmpublications.net and hit the donation button. Or you can send us an email. Or you can just buy a book. What the heck? Anything. So let's get a few shouts out before we start the show. And if you want to reach me, you can reach me at 347-633-9376. That's the number you can call. Or you can email me at McClureDonS@yahoo.com or McClureDonS@AOL. Or you can reach me at Don S. McClure@dsmpublications.net. I hate when I have people in my audience. They make me mess up off my microphone. And they're gone back out of here. Anyway, where you can find all my fascinating and wonderful books. I am having a hard time tonight. We have reached 25,350 listeners. So we are growing. And I want to say congratulations extremely to all my fans and supporters, because they are just peachy beachies. So I hope I didn't miss anybody, because I haven't done the shouts out yet. But if I did, blame it on my head, which is hard sometimes, and not my heart, which is always soft, because I'm a sweetie beady. Oh, my God, I'm just a sweetie beady. So let's get the show started after a quick PSA, and then we will talk about our subject matter tonight, music, words, and weather. And I don't know if that's the right way that we got it, but I know that's what we're talking about tonight. And so, without a further ado, I'm going to play a quick PSA, and when I come back, I will do the shouts out that I need to do, and we'll be ready to rock and roll on my show. And man, I just can't believe I'm messing up tonight of all nights. So let me play this quick PSA, and when we come back, we'll be ready to start our show.
To Have a Friend, one of the best crime thrillers ever written. In this amazing new drama, Joey is the brilliant and fascinating underworld figure every prosecutor, law official, politician, and other rising crime figure love to hate. It's up to him to keep his friend and his friend's family safe and uninvolved in this plan that he knows will destroy everything the loving couple have worked so hard to build.
I didn't know what to expect. I didn't know it would be so hard. For me, it was easier to heal others than to heal myself.
If you or someone you know has a drug or alcohol problem, you are not alone.
Recovery was the hardest job I ever had, and the most important.
Good morning, Dr. Monroe.
Morning, Sarah. How are you today?
For information and treatment referral, call 1-800-662-HELP. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
And we're back, and you're listening to the Don S. McClure Show. I forgot to put my microphone in. Oh, my God. This is not my night. Are you in the audience? I am really messing up. Listen, I'm going to play this track first called Rain, because we're talking about weather. I'm back. I'll be ready to do more on the show. So let me call you right back. Not call you right. What is wrong with me tonight? Let me get back to you on my show. Let me play Rain by Heather Hadley, and then we're going to talk about the show so I can get myself together.
My love is raining on your girl. Love is poor.
Remember how you used to see me the day we met, the butterflies, let me know I wasn't dreaming. Pretending not to feel me while you're walking down my street. I know you thought I wouldn't work that hard. You didn't think I would let down my guard. Remember how you didn't believe me when I told you that I thought you were my destiny. Now you love me.
Girl, I love you like that. No matter what you do, you know me love me come back. Girl, me want you like that. See, now you make me out of beat non-stop.
Tonight, we're talking about music, words, and weather. And man, I was screwing up so bad, but I'm back on track now. So I've got people coming by. They're going to sit in and listen to the show, which is a good thing. And I guess I just got flabbergasted that people were coming in and out. So I'm in Memphis, Tennessee, doing a great show. And tonight, the words are music, words, and weather. And the highlight artist that we're going to talk about tonight is from Norway, and she's a Norwegian, and she's really good. She sings jazz, but we're going to talk about her. The thing that we're going to talk about tonight is using the natural elements to inspire your creative side, releasing your imagination and seeing life and love through the seasons, like the four seasons. And we got a song by Boys to Men that talks about that. Finding the magic and peace of mind in the rain, wind, air, and sky. What happens when you reach the moon or look deeply at the stars? What connection do you feel when you see the levels falling from the skies as far as leaves are concerned? Or trees move or sway in the movement of the wind? All that is what writers take into account when they're writing songs that involve the weather. And we're going to play a lot of tracks tonight that have something to do with the weather. So sit back and relax and enjoy the show. I want to send a special shout out to Rhea. I hope she gets much, much better. I know she's sitting in her chair listening, and that's a good thing. And then I want to send a shout out to J.D. Spirit back there in Chicago, who I know is listening to my show. And I just got a text from him saying, you know, we don't hear you. I was like, yeah, I messed that one up really bad. And it's like everybody is tuning in. And I did screw up. I really apologize for that. I was in such excitement that I forgot to hit the red light. And you got to have that on. So you're listening to the Don S. McClure Show. And, of course, I am the one and only Don S. McClure. And I am enjoying your company. And I want to send a shout out to TJ. She's always behind me and supportive. I want to send a shout out to just everybody that supports my show. I can't even think of all the names. And happy birthday to a lot of people that are having happy birthdays this month. I think that's a great thing. So that's really unique and wonderful. And then, let me see. I want to send a shout out to my sisters, because they're great, and just everybody. But we're talking about the words music, words, and weather. And what I decided to do was pick songs that everybody kind of knew that had something to do with the weather, where writers used it to explain how they felt, what they were thinking. We try to get new writers that we work with to become a little bit more original or to think better, to just say, you know what, I don't have to write the same thing. I can do what these songwriters do. I can take the songs and put them together and then just enjoy my song. Make people think for a minute and make them say, hey, man, this is something really, really worthwhile. A song about the weather. And do you know how many songs were produced about the weather that are used to inspire you, using the natural elements to inspire your creative side? Thunderstorms, everything. Like she says, she had the little rap guy in there, and the Jamaican guy, actually. That was Heather Hadley. So I don't know what you're thinking, but I know what I'm thinking. I'm like, man, we're going to keep on rolling, and I'm enjoying Memphis. I had a chance to look out the window. Some of the pictures that's on my screen are actually pictures from I took when the plane was in the sky over the clouds, and it looked so beautiful. I wanted to record because I'm doing some gallery shows next year with the actual pictures from things that I've taken pictures of. So it's getting really phenomenal to be able to capture God's creative side. And that's what I think and everything is. And it's just a beautiful moment. So I really like that. I really like the fact that it's and be able to take the natural elements of what God gave you and produce them into a song. Let's try this track that I'm sure a lot of you have heard. So Peabo Bryson is going to sing Can You Stop the Rain? And he wants the rain to stop because I guess he lost his girlfriend or something, or she quit him or ran out on him or whatever. I don't know. But he wants her to come back too. And he used the Can You Stop the Rain, which is the rain coming down his cheeks. So let's get this track playing. And it's by Peabo Bryson. And again, the subject matter for tonight is music, words, and weather. And this is Peabo Bryson. Can You Stop the Rain?
Another day, will I get through it without breaking down? Haven't seen the sun. sun since you've been gone. Like my heart, I lost it when you left me, and it can't be found. How can following my footsteps like a shadow of my broken heart. Sometimes it's a pair of passing eyes, or it's just the way someone is talking, and there you are.
Now, that's my man, Thibaut Bryson. And again, you're listening to the Donis McClure Show on a Friday. And the number to listen to is 347-633-9376. That's my number where you can call and listen to the show on your headset, your iPhone, your iPad, your cheap phone, whatever you got. But my thing is, just listen to my show with my 25,350 listeners. That's an awful lot of people. Tonight we're talking about music, words, and weather. And again, we're just trying to get you to look at your creative side. There was a question that I asked a group of people, like, what do you feel inside when the wonders of the weather touch your soul? I know when we were kids, we would run outside to see the thunderstorms, and we thought that was so fascinating. But it wasn't so much just to see the thunderstorms, to hear that rush, that feeling that kind of rumbled the ground. It made us understand God's power. And that's what, when writers are writing songs, sometimes we think about stuff like that. So I want you to take your creative side, even when you're writing your diary. Like when I first did my first book, Broken Wings, Fallen Angels, I actually took the storms that were happening, and I wrote that into my life story, where the skies were acting crazy, and my mother was at the hospital, and I was a premature baby. That's what I mean by taking the weather into, and even sometimes when you're sad, take the weather and look at it. Maybe you can't go out. Maybe something's happened. But you can look at that rain and say, you know what? Those don't have to be tears of sadness. They can be tears of joy. So that's what we're talking about. You got a few more minutes to play a few more songs, and I'll be right back with you. And that was my callers calling me on my cell phone. Man, this is not my night. Anyway, when you get a chance, let me play. Man, this is really crazy. Why don't we play a long track so I can get my show together tonight, because this is just driving me bananas. And so let me take a second to tell my audience, don't call me on my cell phone, and let me get this thing together so that you can hear some great music and enjoy the show. What connection do you feel when you see the leaves fall or the trees move and sway? I want you to think about that while I play this track.
Starts falling on my face.
Going to have a lot of dialogue, but I want you to listen to the songs and think about it and think about what people are taking, put together in their life, and just making everything work so that you feel better and that you're happy with everything else. You're listening to the Don S. McClure Show, and I am the one and only Don S. McClure. The number is 347-633-9376, and tonight we're talking about music, weather, and words, and we're asking you to listen to the songs so that you could get a good feel of how writers take weather and turn them into songs. And you may want to do that with the books that you're writing or the diary that you're writing. It really will help you get started. I've got to run down and get a guest, and when I come back, I'll be ready to talk some more. But I'm going to put on this track, 50 Candles, go down and get my guest, and I'll be right back. This is Boys to Men.
Getting kind of dark already. Should I light up?
Hey, yeah, baby. I'm ready.
Now, you know, I finally figured out why I'm messing up so much. I'm not in the studio where my producer is to help talk about me real bad when I make mistakes. And I really miss him. He's such a jewel, him and his wife. And my maid is not here to cheer me on. I love it when she says, "Hello, Mr. McClure. I really like you. I really think you're good." You listen to the Donna's McClure Show, and I've got myself back together. I have a guest that's sitting here listening to my show and reading some of my books. Yes, I'm that good. I really am. Did you know when I was on the plane, I met a couple that had just got married, and they were so in love, and her husband was doing a residency. Well, long story short, we got to talking about my books. He said, "Don, man, I'm going to tell everybody I sat next to a famous author, Don S. McClure." And he used to live in Memphis. And actually, he said he'd heard of me. And I said, "Man, that just makes my day." So you see, I'm known all over the world. And he says he listens to my show sometimes. I said, "Sometimes." He said, "Sometimes." So anyway, you're listening to the Don S. McClure Show on a Friday, and I'm enjoying myself, and we're talking about the words of music, words, and weather, and how writers take things from the sun, the moon, the wind, the stars, and they put them in the songs. And I am having a really good time. Did you know it's already 7:38, and I played a lot of good tracks for you? Just can you feel what I'm talking about? And as writers, I want you to take your time about how you could incorporate the rain, the wind, the sky, the moon, into some of the things that you write about. And you'd be surprised how when you take everything that you learn from the power above, that you actually turn out to be a better writer. So, you know, I want you to think about that. You're listening to the Don S. McClure Show, and I'm going to play a quick PSA. And yes, I've been messing up tonight, and I promise to get myself back on track. And I think I am. I think I did pretty good. I think I'm back. But we're going to talk about this new artist in a few minutes that I want you to learn is from Norway, and she sings jazz, and she is really good, and I really like her. Matter of fact, before we get into her, I got a chance to hear Chaka Khan live sing Valentine, and it was so dynamic, I thought I'd play it in my show. Now, it's not so much the weather as it is Valentine's Day and my funny Valentine, how that person makes her feel. And all of us know that the song was written some time ago. So now there was a live performance by Chaka Khan who did My Funny Valentine, and it's just called Valentine Live. And I want you to listen to how she sings this and think about how she incorporated everything from the song. And I think there's a couple of things in there about the weather. So let me play Chaka Khan doing Valentine Live. And then when we come back, we're going to talk about our artist from Norway who's a Norwegian. And she is really good, too. And I had to learn something about the Norwegian area. But let's listen to Chaka Khan do Valentine Live.
Thank you. song is like my testimonial.
And we're back, and you're listening to the Don S. McClure Show. And did you hear Shaka riff at the end of that? That reminds me of when I used to fly my kites when I lived in Memphis and I lived on a street over called Techno Cove. And I used to go out at night and fly my kites and say, "Anything time, my sweet." And then I got shocked. That's not the story. Let me stop telling my radio show all the time. My guest is looking at me like, "Yeah, that's a story." But I kid you not. Anyway, I just fly kites. But that's Shakan doing Valentine Love. And if you listen to the song, I mean, it had some powerful meaning in there. So for all you people out there that's always thinking about the weather's bad, the snow's got you locked in, the heat's too long or too hard or too hot, flip that over and make it positive and say, you know what, if I'm in the heat, just get a swimsuit. Go to the swimming pool. If you're in the winter storm, which everybody knows I hate, then you start building snowmen. And I know when I build my snowmen, because me and my priests are tight, I throw snowballs real hard at my snowman because I think it's my priest. And I be saying, "Hail Mary, full of grace," like he wants me to do. And I throw snowballs at him. No, I'm just kidding. I'm telling you, I like to tell stories on the radio. No, I really do. But I do like snowmen. You're listening to the Don S. McClure Show on a Friday. I am enjoying you. It is 7:46. And remember, we were talking about an artist that is just so dynamic that it is ridiculous. She is from Norway. And yes, she is a Norwegian. Now, everybody knows I kind of screw up some names, but her first name is Salis, S-I-L-J-E. Her last name is Nergard, N-E-R. G-A-A-R-D. And this young lady can sing jazz like nobody's business. And I really like the way she sings. Well, when I was listening to the tracks the other night before I had a chance to travel, I said, "Well, hey, let me find something different." And I ran into her, and everybody knows I love jazz. So I did some research. And you're talking about somebody dynamic, somebody that's really worth you going to YouTube or whatever, getting her tracks. It is so amazing, the words that she put into the song that I am going to play for you. And it's a dynamic song. I mean, it's just amazing how these artists come up with everything that they do and sing and put together. And like I said, I really like her. I think that she's really good. So let's start off talking about the information about her. She entered the music scene at the age of 16, and her first hit single, "Tell Me Where You're Going," made it to number one in Japan as with the top Norwegian music charts. She's born June 19, 1966 in Steinkjer, Norway, and she's considered a Norwegian jazz vocalist and songwriter. She is also one of the most sold jazz artists ever. Now listen to what I'm saying. She is also one of the most sold jazz artist ever on the official sales charts in Norway. So that's really deep. She became world famous at the release of international bestseller "Tell Me Where You're Going," featuring none other than Pat Metheny on guitar. And everybody knows that Pat Metheny is one of the best jazz guitarists in the world. It was number 10 in Norway and other countries. Her album At First Light 2001 is the best-selling Norwegian jazz album ever and entered the official sales charts in Norway at number one. So think about that. It was number one in the first week. The album, A Thousand True Stories, which Nergard records with Metropole Orchestra and the Netherlands in 2008. Was a great success in both Europe and Asia. They keep calling her Nergard, so I guess they want to go by her last name, is one of the few Norwegian artists to have become commercially released all around the globe, on most continents and major music markets, including Japan, Brazil, Germany, the United States, and the United Kingdom. Now, you know, I'm always talking about how artists need to stretch what they do for their audiences. And a lot of times the new writers will say, well, I don't have a lot of sales in America, or I don't have a lot of sales in Cincinnati or Memphis or Chicago. But I keep telling you, if you stretch where you're going, just like my books sell in Japan, they sell in Puerto Rico, they sell everywhere. So when you become a global artist, you reach more people, you get more fame, and of course, you grow with the industry that you're doing. This young lady has recorded with Al Jarreau, Pat Metheny, Morton Harkett, and so many others I can't even name them. And there's some names I can't even pronounce anyway. As two pillars in her bands, Vince Mendoza received a Grammy nomination for the Best Instrumental Arrangement Accompanying a Vocalist. It was awarded with the song that I'm going to play for you, A Thousand True Stories. And I love this song. I must have played this song like 652 times. Matter of fact, while I was in the hotel, I put it on replay and played it from 6 o'clock in the evening to 2 o'clock in the morning until I fell asleep. And I know my neighbors must have said, have you got another song that you could play? But I played it. And it's a great dynamic song. So we're going to come back and talk more about this artist. But I want you to hear this song. This song is just so dynamic. And matter of fact, I check with the licensing divisions because I want to use the song in a video with all my art that you're looking at. If you could see the screen, that art that's flashing by, all the photographs that I've taken in Seattle, Washington, and Indianapolis, and wherever I go, even on the plane, I took pictures of the sky and the sun and birds and everything. And I'm going to try to use her track as the background track to that. So let's give a listen to this Norwegian vocalist that I think a lot of, Based on a Thousand True Stories, is the name of the song.
Dim our carefree days to night, and would guide us, she said, that we would fear nothing. But now I see the flower's heart, whose only wish is to be right, feels how it's beaten for nothing. none of this can happen on its own. They said it's based on a thousand true
stories. Now, you have to admit, that is truly, truly a beautiful song. And I was just explaining that with all the photographs that I've taken after I keep traveling around, I want to put them on CD with that song, the background of the track as the song, as the actual pictures change styles and come up with the Book of Inspiration is the book that I'm working on. And it's a really, really good book. So I'm working on that so that it could be just really, really great and be a good book and a good show and a good everything. And I think that being inspired to want to take a song by this dynamic young lady and just enjoy it with some beautiful photographs, I think it's just going to take me up to a whole new level. You're listening to the Don S. McClure Show on a Friday, and I am the one and only Don S. McClure. The number is 347-633-9376, and I see I have some callers on the line that are listening to the show, and I am so thrilled with that. We're going to play a quick PSA, and when we come back, we're going to talk more about Miss Negard, and I think, as well as you think, she is a truly great dynamic jazz artist, and I know that a lot of people have never heard of her, but I'm always telling you to stretch your imagination and to stretch your exposure. That's important.
It's our last errand today, Jimmy. Just need to pick up some light bulbs.
Whoa, there's so many. Did Grandma tell you which ones to buy?
No, but check out the label on this package. It'll help us find the right bulbs.
Does it really matter?
Well, sure. The new light bulbs use a lot less energy, so we save money on our electric bill by using an energy-saving incandescent, CFL, or LED.
How about this bulb?
Let's see. We need to replace the 60-watt bulbs in our bedside lamps. That one is 800 lumens, so it should do the trick.
I've never heard of lumens.
Lumens tell us how bright the light is. The more lumens, the brighter the bulb.
You know, Grandpa, you're a pretty bright guy.
Yeah, you're pretty smart yourself, Jimmy.
Lumens, the new way to shop for light. Learn more at energysavers.gov. That's energysavers.gov. A message from the U.S. Department of Energy.
We try to hide our truths about our mental and substance use disorders from the world, and sometimes from ourselves. Saying I'm fine is a facade. By facing our problems, recovery begins, and we are empowered to speak our truth. Join the voices for recovery. Speak up. Reach out.
For confidential information on mental and substance use disorders, including prevention and treatment referral, call 1-800-662-HELP. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
And we're back, and you're listening to the Don S. McClure Show. And, of course, we had to take a quick break with our PSAs. And I just got a couple of texts in and emails, and they were saying that last song that I played, absolutely beautiful. And sometimes, like I say, when you're laying in that bathtub with all your little oils and shampoo or whatever it is, it just helps you to relax. You don't always have to play music that have no words to it. So sometimes when you want to think, I know when I'm writing, I'll play some soft music. I've actually taken some candles and written candlelight, which was very romantic because I was writing a romantic book. So, I mean, it was just such a beautiful thing to see the shimmer of a candle. And I wrote that in my book about Antonio Vivaldi, one of the great composers. So when people ask me what am I inspired by, I truly am inspired by the natural elements. It's such a beautiful thing to feel the wind. You can't sometimes see it, but to feel it on your face, know that all of this are the miracles from up above, but basically it helps you to concentrate. So when you're all frustrated and tired of whatever's going on, your kids are getting on your nerve, your boyfriend jacked your nerves up, your girlfriend drove you crazy, or your husband or whatever. She had to laugh in the background. It's like, okay. Yeah, I know them boyfriends get on your nerves sometimes. I know, man, girlfriends can wear your nerves out. Where are we going out? Where are we going? I'm tired of in the house. We'll never go nowhere. I say, okay, all right, let's go somewhere. And then you know where we go? To the store. Then you want to go to the store and buy some juice. I'm tired of being healthy. I'm just kidding. Let me get off that. Anyway, don't say that. But I want you to use your creativity. You told you it's too much tea. I want you to use some creativity when you're actually thinking about writing or just wondering about the things that are good in your life. Just take that and really work with it. You're listening to the Dinos McClure Show. We're talking about music, words, and weather. And I'm still thinking about that. I know I'm going to get cracked upside my head. That's all we ever go to is the stove. The stove, not the store, the stove. But anyway, man, I'm enjoying it. I'm going to play a track by a young lady from Memphis. She said, come on out of the rain. I told you, the rain must be the most popular word being written in songs about the weather and love affair. I mean, the rain is just something else. So let's listen to Wendy Moulton do Come On Out of the Rain. and we're back. And I'm telling you, when I heard that, I ran in the bathroom and started crying. Oh, please, please, come in out the rain. I'd have ran in. If that was my girlfriend, I'd have ran in out the rain, the storm. I'd have took my shoes off and ran. You listen to the Dallas McClure Show. That's one of them songs like you, everybody knows when I play Mickey Howard, I go crazy. That's one of them songs that, whew, I'm talking about deep. There you go. Listen to that. See, my audience is even saying, whoo. You're listening to the Dallas McClure Show on a Friday. It is 8:07, and we are cutting up playing music. Music, words, and weather. That's a heck of a title right there. Remember I was telling you about the young lady? In the spring of 2012, Neegard released her new album, Unclouded, based on recordings with her guitarist, Helgram, Brett Berg, and Hava Dinsky. I guess that's what it is, D-I-K-S-E-N. It was released March 9th in Norway and March 23rd internationally. Neegard has written 9 new songs for Unclouded and has 2 covers on this album. Now, that's really deep. Human by the Killers and Moons, a Harsh Mistress. Now, think about the moon. And you got to see it. If you could see my soundboard there with these knee-high boots on, this young lady is tremendously good. So when we always say things like, I never heard of this person, I never heard of that artist, you're not going to know every artist in the world, but there are so many talented artists out there that you need to get to know. And I always tell people I buy all the music that plays on my show. So I want you to do the same thing for the artists. Support their books, whatever, the art, just make sure you get a copy. And don't forget to order my new book, Santa Claus. Here from Santa Claus, friends. And I mean, people are getting ready, lining up. A friend of mine told me next week she wants to put her order in for the board game and the book. So we are cutting up tonight. We've got things to do, places to go, people to see, and I am playing some music that you want to hear. You're listening to the Dallas McClure Show. It's 8:08, and I've got to play this track that I love, that I think is just so great. And we all have heard it on before. So, again, it's like soft music, romance for tonight. But don't cry. It'll be all right. Everything will be fine. I play this track called Four Seasons by Boys to Men. This is a beautiful, beautiful track. And actually, the person who composed the track is my favorite composer, Antonio Vivaldi. It's from his album called Four Seasons, and he was an 18th century composer. To show you how creative Boys to Men are, they took the classical part of the song and introduced it into their style of singing and came up with Four Seasons. And they're talking about the four seasons in the song, which blends into our title, Music, Words, and Weather. So let me play Four Seasons by Boys to Men, and I know you're going to really enjoy it, but think about what I'm talking about. Reach inside yourself and find the seasons that best work for you or what you could write with. But just sometimes go running out in the rain. Just don't cry a lot. You might get wetter than you were before. Four Seasons by Boys to Men. You know, part of the problem tonight is our internet connection is not as strong as it needs to be, and I'm hoping the music's not chopping up in your ears like it's chopping up in my studio, because I'm like, man, I love that song. That was Boys to Men, but did you listen to the words in that? I mean, that's where some creative writers took a classical composer and put it together with Four Seasons, which is Antonio Vivaldi, and then blended it into what they were singing about. And it was just so dynamic. You're listening to the Don S. McClure Show. We got 15 more minutes to the show. I told you, it flies by. And I am having a great time. And I just love songs like that. You know, sometimes the fast music gets you all jumped up and worked up. I'll go Latin, reggae, whatever. And then sometimes I even play some gospel. What the heck? But tonight, music, words, and weather is the theme, and I just really, really enjoyed that song. I like sometimes when it's just soft and slow, and it gets you all in the mood. Man, that is just too deep. I know my girl, Chaka Khan. Almost everybody knows her in the world, like the young lady, Negard. But the thing is, Chaka's a dynamic singer. We already played Valentine, which we knew was a great song. But everybody knows this one. And again, we're talking about music, weather, and words. So it wouldn't be right not to play how when you listen to the words in that, she's telling him, hey, I'll go through the fire for you. It doesn't matter. I'll break down a building. I'll burn up a city for you. I like that. Man, I got to find one like that, burn up a hotel for me or something. Oof, that's love. Anyway. Let me play Chaka Khan through the fire. And you listen to this again. This is an artist who took the elements and put it into a song.
Trusting your heart to anyone.
Well, I hope that the internet is better the time we're here. It's 8:21, and you're listening to the Donis McClure Show, and we're talking about music, words, and better. And again, using the natural elements to inspire your creative side, releasing your imagination, and seeing life and love through the seasons, finding the magic and peace of mind in the rain, wind, air, and sky. What happens when you watch the moon or look deeply at the stars? What connection do you feel when you see the leaves fall or the trees move and sway? Does your heart feel when you see the leaves turn colors? What do you see when you watch the waves of the water move gently, reaching the shore? All those elements you can use in your life because they're a part of you. And what we're talking about is getting you to understand that everything is connected. And when you life and say to yourself, I'm a part of this wind, I'm a part of the rain, and you write that, like I said, in your diary, what happened that day. Include the elements, what was going on, either if it was too hot, too cold, too rainy, too much snow. Think those elements. And also think about the islands when you're there, the breezes, the tropical breezes, which is different from a windy breeze. Because I know because we're in the windy season. You're listening to the Donis McClure Show, and I hope that you're not messing up. I think it's because it's cracking on. But there's always a will, there's a way, and we just get through the show. 347-633-9376. That's how I listen to the show and get all involved with Don S. McClure. Now, can you stand? That's the one we played already. Oh, my God. This is driving me really nuts. This show here is driving me real crazy. I'll probably be crazy as a loon when I get through with this. But we're going to play Miss Nergard again. She's got a track called Frozen. And I'm telling you, for a jazz singer, I like her.
Done to
Enjoy the show and great weekend.